I'm in the book of Ruth today, chapter 2, and I'm going to start reading in verse 15. And when she rose up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. Also, let some grain from the bundles fall purposely for her. Leave it, that she may glean, and do not rebuke her." The account of Ruth and Boaz is one of the great love stories of the Bible. And one of the reasons it appeals so strongly to the human heart is because somewhere deep inside, all of us crave a meaningful relationship with our Heavenly Father. Ruth is a girl without a real home, and she comes from the tribe of the Moabites, a people with a dark, shameful past. Boaz is a landowner, a relative by marriage who has the means to bring meaning and joy back into the life of a poor widow. It's a vivid description of the relationship between God and us. Like Ruth's people, our forefathers have a dark past, one filled with shame and regret. We come from a people who have turned their backs on the living God, and a people who have committed unspeakable treachery against the principles of heaven. And yet, here in the story of Ruth, we discover a remarkable truth about the God we've turned against. He is remarkably generous. It was the practice in Israel to allow the poor to glean the edges of the field, gathering the little scraps left behind by the reapers. But when Boaz sees Ruth gleaning in the field, he not only finds her beautiful, his heart is deeply moved to be generous. At the beginning of the workday, Boaz calls his employees together for a meeting. "You see that girl over there," he says? "I want you to treat her with respect. If she wanders from the edge of the field and picks the grain she's not supposed to pick, you let it happen. In fact, make sure you accidentally drop some grain now and then so she has a really good day." That's a picture of God, and it tells us something important. As we struggle through a world that's been corrupted by sin, we have a heavenly suitor who is utterly enamored with us. We deserve nothing but the wages of sin, the natural result of having severed our connection from God. But in spite of that, He showers our lives with blessing and continually instructs His angels to keep dropping things in the field so we can be the beneficiaries of His love and attention. It's a pretty big deal when you consider what's supposed to happen to people who have rebelled against Almighty God. In spite of our past, He continues to love us. And the longer we glean in His field, the more His love deepens. In fact, as we come closer to the heart of Christ Himself, He suddenly takes us to be His bride. You know, I'm convinced that all those rags-to-riches stories in the fairy tales, where a pauper is swept off her feet by a handsome prince, well, they have universal appeal for the same reason. Of course, I'm not saying God inspired those stories, because unlike the book of Ruth, they're nothing but stories. But the appeal is there, because it speaks to an important part of our sinful hearts, the part that still misses our Creator and longs to have Him take us back. Which is just one more reason that spending your life gleaning in God's field is just a better way to live.